Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, sir.
Go hand in hand. I got some issues I got to think about too. Brought to that Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network live on my Bronx studios, remembering the great Sugar Ray Robinson. What's up, man? 5-time middleweight champion. World the way champion, I think he's world champion for years. Yeah. Hey, let's get a little music in here real quick. They were so like something like for a while. Not for long. Hey, get open up. My favorite gospel songs by M. Cook. But always first and foremost.
Sick so very long, but she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made." She cried, "Oh, touch me," she said, "it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh,
this is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports In Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And the words that describe God minutely from our lips but done wonderful by Sam Cooke. He's so wonderful.
Wonderful. God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, He's my guide, whatever I need, the Lord will provide, and praise my Lord's name, I know He's so wonderful, and whoa, He's wonderful, and I really believe the Lord is wonderful, yes He is. I know the Lord, He's so wonderful, yes He is, and whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way, and whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, He's so wonderful. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, oh, oh, I love God. He's so wonderful.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Network. It's time to stop and pray. Take your hats off. Stop walking. Stop talking. Let's give homage to the one and only true God. John Coltrane, lead us in prayer. Lord, as we start this week, please help us to find joy in the midst of the mundane, where we live with an attitude of gratitude, take nothing for granted, and live life to the fullest. Help us to focus on You and not the turmoil around us. Thank You in advance for Your strength, energy, and grace that will sustain us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My beloved sister Helen sent that to me today. She'll be coming in town pretty soon, so I'm glad she'll be around on Mother's Day to spend some time with me and my beloved mother. Dr. Stanley Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. As some of you may know, some of you may not know, a lot of great birthdays this month. One of the great birthdays that came about this month, about it. A gentleman by the name of Walker Smith Jr. But then in the interim, he got into boxing and he changed his name and was somehow known a lot more by that name. Those of you who know the sweet science, who Walker Smith Jr. is, Walker Jr. was. Retired from boxing on November 11th of 1965. And had been the five-time middleweight champion. Disputed welterweight champion. I think he's been the welterweight champion for 5 or 7 years. Anyway, they remember Sugar Ray Robinson. And we're not going to along with Dusty's to bring you in here because I mean you saw him fight, you were in the area. Let's talk briefly and quickly about Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, what can you not say about Sugar Ray Robinson? featherweight, lightweight, welterweight, middleweight, and almost light heavyweight champ. I mean, the guy had it all. It was a the perennial boxing machine, I guess, if you can use those words, those phrases. The man was so, well, in my day, we used to use the word, man, a man is so pretty when he's in that ring.
He had his hairstylist in the ring with him, right?
Yeah. The only one who said he was pretty was Muhammad Ali, but Muhammad Ali was not even as pretty as Sugar Ray Robinson.
Howdy, yes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first, baby. You heard it here first. He had over total 200 fights. He had 6 draws, 2 no contests, and retired with a record of 173-19. And 6 draws, 2 no contests was and when he retired the first time, he was 128-2, losing to Jake LaMotta and Randy Turpin, and then beating Turpin in the return fight. A lot of people thought Dusty, he was his best at a welterweight. They said he could outbox the boxers, outslug the sluggers, or in turn, slug the fighters, the boxers, and outbox the sluggers.
There's always a edict that when, and this I learned the hard way too, you don't slug with a slugger, you don't box with a boxer.
Where's the wisdom from Dusty, baby?
So Sugar Ray would know the animals that he had a fight with, meaning the sluggers. So then he would get on his pretty bicycle, and you know, when I say the man was pretty, let me just go into this. He wore high top black shoes all the time, clean, beautiful black high tops, and he had long white laces. And in the long white laces, he would tie big ribbons, big bows, not ribbons, bows. And they would flop, and he's dancing and moving and moving. And then somehow or other, he got the knack to tie that bow in the back. And, of course, all of us want to do the same thing. And, of course, I got my high tops and kept it shining and my nice white sweat socks and did the same thing that Ray did. He was super pretty. And the way he moved, it was like a fighting machine. I mean, his jab was piston-like. He reminded me, I think he came about as close as to what I say Joe Louis's jab. He had a jab that was, Joe Louis, Sugar Ray had a jab like Joe Louis that would give you sinus. When he jabbed, he didn't jab at you, he jabbed through you. When he would jab and catch your eye, it would be a laceration where that eye would begin to close. I mean, that thing was like a piston shooting out of a machine, pop, pop, pop. And that's the way Joe Louis was, because if you remember Jack Blackburn,
trainer
for Joe Louis, he said, you develop a jab as a knockout punch. And those are the two guys. Those are the two. Keith Gavilan came in third, in my opinion. But those are the two guys that if they jab you, I mean, you would know. You would know what pain was. And he moved and moved and moved. And when you throw that lightning fast right hand, boom. Of course, I've always felt that Jake LaMotta caught him unprepared, and not that he didn't train, because Sugar Ray was a ring animal. I mean, a gym rat. But he may have not underestimated. I can't find a word where he found himself overwhelmed by this.
He just cut him off for off night. Jake LaMotta was the first guy to beat him February 5th, 1942.
Right.
People don't know that Sugar Ray Robinson fought Jake LaMotta again at the end of that month, and avenged that loss. And his son told me he fought a fight in between, getting ready for that fight. He won his first 4 professional fights before losing to LaMotta. I believe he had his first 4 professional fights. He had about 16 first-round knockouts. Everybody just says he was the greatest thing ever. Muhammad Ali's idol.
And he lost avenged the thing with Jake LaMotta, because the 5 fights they had, he beat him 4. 4 out of the 5.
Yeah, right. I got a question here. It says, Ray was Ali's idol. His real name was Walker Smith Jr. Fights he had. He, as one time when he retired the first time, thinking like Joe Louis and not really that, when you're into complexion of connection, it don't work. He was 128 8-2, losing to Randy Turpin and then avenging that fight. And there's a question here. It says, why is Sugar Ray Robinson considered the best? His dominance began even in the amateur ranks as he amassed a stunning record of 85-0, 69 wins by knockout, and 40 of those knockouts in the first round as an amateur. He won the Golden Gloves Featherweight Championship in 1939 and the lightweight title in 1940. Thus, he, as they say, the rest is history.
Exactly. The rest is history when he went on to clean out the 47 pounds and against all opposition, not the tomato cans that they got today, but all of the dudes he beat in that 47 pound. Like in the old days, I keep saying the old days, Jesus, but you had the champion and the 10 contenders. So he wiped out the 10 contenders. I mean, there was no such thing as bypassing and going and doing this and doing that. He had the 10 contenders. He fought them all. And this is basically how the man stayed, you know, literally ran out of opponents. Where he says, "Man, damn, I got to go up and wait and find me some new territory." And that's basically how it was. And when he got into the middleweights, you know, he had no problem taking care of the middleweights. His toughest fight was with Gene Fulmer, the Animal from Utah. And I remember that fight. I saw that fight. I said, yeah, hello? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Dusty. Good.
Yeah. And I saw him fight Gene Fulmer. And, you know, Gene Fulmer was like a raging bull, man. He came at you and hit you from elbow to chins to elbows. And Ray Robinson was having a tough time with him, whereas Gene Fulmer was overpowering. I said, geez, I wonder if this dude is beating Ray, because Ray seemed like to be faltering. But you talk about ring generalship, sixth or seventh round, I think it was, he started jabbing, his jab went back to operation, and to stop Gene Fulmer, and this is what people, they got to see that film, when Ray Robinson, in order to stop Gene Fulmer from advancing and slow him down, he hit him with a right cross, but the right cross was not to his jaw. It was, the right cross was on his heart, right under his heart. It's almost like it caused him a cardiac arrest, and that's when Gene Fulmer stopped. He froze him, and then when Gene Fulmer came forward, he hit him with the picture perfect left hook that knocked him totally out.
It's been said it was the greatest left hook ever thrown, the most perfect left hook ever thrown. And Fulmer was saying, you know, he was so out of it that when he looked across at Ray's corner, he said, "What was Robinson's corner jumping up and down about?"
he says, "Where the hell did that come from?" I mean, because it was a picture.
Ray Robinson.
Yeah.
Walker Smith Jr., Black Bottom Detroit, idolized Joe Louis. He always said his sister was the best fighter in his family.
that's what he was saying. He was funny. But the fact, you know, and then he was so idolized because we used to go to the Uptown Gym when we were allowed, because a lot of times he trained away from an audience, man. But the few times that we went up there, you catch that beautiful fighting machine, man, and train and jump rope and hit the speed bag. I said, wow, man, you know, we all got to be like him. But he was a fighting machine, and you know, test to his talent is. What was this? Geez, I keep forgetting the numbers, but what was it 75-0, 72-0 before he fought LaMotta? I mean,
it was 40-0 before he fought LaMotta. Retired at 128-2. I remember they talked about it. It was him who brought in the term entourage. He said he used to have his hairstylist to fix his hair after every round, and they told the joke about, you know, if he really wanted. His manager wanted to knock out somebody early. He'd tell the hairstylist when they come back to the ring, to the corner, said, "Mr. Robinson, sir, Razor, what's up, man? I don't know how to tell you, but the gentleman that you're fighting, I don't know what's happening, sir, but Mr. Robinson, I can't do anything with your hair. See, next round the guy be gone. You know what?
Right.
You know, yeah. Mr. Robinson, the gentleman you fight, I just really can't do anything with your hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, and Ray would take him out.
No. And the thing is that George Gainford, that's the man behind Robinson.
Yeah,
George Gainford is the one that came up with the idea to look pretty. And it was a psychological effect because here the guy is fighting Ray Robinson and bam, 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 your hair gets all messed up and all that, and then the hair started.
The next round, he looked
pretty. And the guy was able to
You know, the guy didn't get a lot of great credit for his defense. Get ready to close up here, but I wanted to talk about Ray Robinson briefly, and I wanted to have somebody who's expert in the game and who knows the game well, sweet man himself, Dusty. All the old-timers, and I've said this, we're going to close up here in this minute. All the old-timers, the three guys out that era, Dusty, that they swear about, and we're talking about black, white, Jew, Gentile, atheist, Catholic, you know, three guys.
Yeah.
Joe Louis, Joe DiMaggio, and Sugar Ray Robinson. Guy said, you know, he said, I've never seen anything like him, and nobody else ever has either. He would just simply pound for pound. Real quickly, did you take offense to Sugar Ray Leonard using the title Sugar Ray, him and Sugar Ray Seals?
Man, I thank you, thank God. That's exactly what I was going to say, and I forgot. I resented Sugar Ray Seals, Sugar Ray Leonard, and Sugar Shane Mosley. And
I forgot about that one, though. Sugar Shane,
before,
you're right, yeah.
Before them, and this is the biggest insult, Ray had just retired, and they came up with a Garnett Sugar Heart, the replacement for Sugar Ray Robinson. I said, God, where the hell they got this? From Philadelphia. Dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Stefano, promoter for St. Nick's, gave him a 10-rounder at St. Nick's, and all I saw was a clown imitating a Rembrandt. And because he was undefeated, 26-0, something like 15 knockouts, he's the new Sugar Ray Robinson. I said, oh, my God. I almost punched my black and white, man. I was so angry.
Dusty, he was perpetrating a fraud. I'm saying he's watching the Bob Talk Radio on the Trusting God Network, talking to a boxing historian, happens to be my co-host and a friend of mine. Dusty, we're gonna run now.
Oh, let me finish this 2 seconds.
Okay.
He earned a 10-round at Madison Square Garden, Garden Sugar Heart. They picked up on some tomato can from Connecticut called Walter Byers. They figure, he'll run through, and after that he's in for the championship. Walter Byers gave him a beating and a slapping around for 10 rounds that his mother never gave him. And that was the end of Garnett Sugar Heart. I say, I'm glad. I'm telling you.
Enough said. Bessie, tell the fans good night in Spanish for us, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Doc Sunday Sports, and that's time to do a daily thing. Doc and Dusty, and Doc, however you say it, hey, we're going to be on your clock. Doc Sunday Sports, and the Block Talk Radio, Trusted Government Network, remembering Sugar Ray Robinson. Dusty, good night in Spanish for us, please.
Buenas noches, todo el mundo. Cuídense. God bless. Thank you. Okay, Doc.
Hey, Dusty. Call you later, baby.
Okay,
I had to talk
right.
about Ray Robinson. I had to get somebody that knew him. You know, as we know, Dusty is one of the foremost components of the game. Dusty was a middleweight contender, Golden Glove champion, and en route to himself. And then, hey, Dusty, I got this, okay? You can go now. You can go. I got this. And we're going to close up. Larry Hardesty, come on, Larry. Talk to us, baby.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
In Depth, remembering the great Sugar Ray Robinson. In Depth with Dr. Emily Stanley Sr. and his co-host. SC is an in-depth form of educational and historical look at the world of sports. Sound legendary award-winning radio show. Sports in Depth. Especially with both a daily historical perspective and also both in-depth look at perspective not only the sports of our times, but too with the players that have been. out yesteryear. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us the unique strategy of sports. Each of their groups is not just athletics, because as it takes raw, God-given talent, it takes the God-blessed mind fueled with passion, determination, intellect, the belief of competing, accomplishing too. With the in-depth knowledge, Doc's diverse see. Sports in Depth is to the world in depth. Thank you for joining us once again. We always broke the rumors, broke out of issues. Too much being made of something, nothing at all. It's remarkable how quickly, redundantly, continuously, and in a grand manner, people never forget the minute and unintentional things of negativity you do. And remember not, it seems, the grand human being out of the way things you have done for them. Accent these words of wisdom and truth, a.k.a. Usually Luigi's words of wealth. He dedicated the show to the memory of Sugar Ray Robinson, by many the greatest fighter in the world, pound for pound ever. Doc Stanley, hosting the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Willie Mays' birthday is coming up. Mr. Mays, we ain't forgot you. That's it. Thanks again, baby. Hosted by Megacare. We deliver anywhere and everywhere. And also, BAM, to repair and Ike's Watch Repair. Doc Stanley, hosting the Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Radio Network. Always by my heart. God bless you all. Trust in God. Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network. Trust in God.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Understand every fear, so we must put our trust in God. He knows our reasons why, nights we must sit and cry, so we must put our trust in God.
Even though sometimes the low may make you feel your life almost gone.
Just look up, tomorrow's sun will let you know your life's not done. Just look around, love's falling down. Trust in God. Sharing the load we bear, so we must put our trust in God.
Even when we don't understand, and it seems our world is falling apart,
just look up,
tomorrow's
sun.
Trust in God.
Trust in God.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Just
Dustin Dodd, the network. Dustin Dodd.